AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. How's your back feeling, especially if you did a lot of snow shoveling over the weekend? Philadelphia resident Rudy Sloan says dealing with the aftermath of the big snowstorm that socked the eastern U.S. hasn't been easy.
It's God, it's nature, but I wish it didn't come. It's a lot. I had two cars to dig out.
For many, the snow weekend extends into Monday because of closed schools and government offices. Officials are cautioning against unnecessary driving, even as they expect some commuter trains to be delayed or canceled. The storm dropped snow from the Gulf Coast to New England, with near-record snowfalls tallied from Washington to New York City. D.C.'s Emergency Management Agency director says response and recovery are overlapping.
We'll be going through clearing the streets, plowing the streets, getting ourselves down to pavement and treating those streets so that we can keep pavement, as well as starting to pick up the snow and haul it off.
At least 30 deaths are blamed on the weather, with shoveling snow and breathing carbon monoxide together claiming almost as many lives as car crashes. Alaska state seismologists call Sunday's early morning quake the strongest in the state's south central region in decades, a magnitude 7.1. No reports of injuries, but four homes in Kenai were lost to explosions or fire following the quake. New England won't get a chance to go for back-to-back Super Bowls and win a fifth Lombardi trophy. The Patriots lost to the Denver Broncos Sunday, 2018. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski says the team isn't faulting their kicker for missing an extra point early in the game.
You win as a team and you lose as a team. It's not just one individual's fault. Just like I always said, Denver just made more plays than us. That's what it came down to. But you can't put it on the hands of Steve. There's no way.
Denver will be facing the Panthers in the Super Bowl. This is AP Radio News. An Associated Press investigation finds an overwhelmed system may have put migrant children who fled Central America in dangerous situations in the United States.
By 2014, a stream of children were crossing the U.S. border, fleeing gang and drug violence, and there were just not enough beds for U.S. authorities to house them all. In response, documents obtained by the AP show the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services lowered safety standards to get the children into homes more quickly, easing screening of sponsors, including identity and criminal history checks. The AP has identified more than two dozen children since those changes who were subjected to sexual abuse, neglect, or forced to work for little or no pay. I'm Ben Thomas.
A doctor treating 92-year-old former Israeli President Shimon Peres says he's doing great after spending the night in the hospital. He was rushed there Sunday night with chest pains days after suffering a mild heart attack. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.